As a front continues to move east tonight, there may be a few lingering showers before skies start to clear up. Some areas of fog are possible, particularly in the valleys. Now, a weak wave of low pressure looks to be forming up to our south during the day tomorrow, which will likely bring some extra clouds into the southern and central sections of the area. And depending on the strength of that developing system, we may see some rain showers moving further north into the region as well. Temperatures should be a bit milder tomorrow as well, especially if we can get some good breaks in the clouds for a while. And listen, you're going to want to keep your umbrella handy the rest of the work week as we continue with a rather unsettled period of weather with the threat for showers more often than not. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for tomorrow, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over South Texas, a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms over South Central through Southeast Texas, and a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms over a portion of the Gulf coastal states. A few strong storms remain possible tomorrow from southern portions of the Gulf coastal states into northern and central Florida. Strong to severe storms may also occur over South Texas. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high on Sunday of 108 at Death Valley, California, to a low Monday morning of 25 degrees at Bryce Canyon in Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast tomorrow in New York City, there'll be a chance of rain, especially in the afternoon. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 70 degrees. In Boston, partly sunny, a high also near 70 degrees. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with a high in the upper 60s, a bit breezy out of the southwest. Here's your latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy tonight, a chance of showers this evening, some patchy fog overnight, lows in the mid-40s. Patchy fog in the morning Tuesday, otherwise mostly sunny and warmer with a high in the low 70s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior of southern New England, mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers this evening, patchy fog overnight, partly sunny in the morning for Tuesday, then becoming mostly cloudy, warmer with highs in the low 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, as well as Schoharie, and the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers this evening, patchy fog overnight and into the morning hours, otherwise mostly sunny and warmer with a high near 70 degrees. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers this evening, patchy fog forming up overnight, lasting into the morning. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny on our Tuesday with a high in the low 70s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, well, we'll have mostly cloudy skies tonight with a chance of showers, patchy fog forming up overnight. A little bit breezy out of there with winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles an hour. They will subside overnight, though. Patchy fog for Tuesday morning. We'll have partly sunny skies, highs in the low 70s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Wednesday, partly sunny, a chance of showers, highs in the low and mid-70s. Cloudy with showers likely Thursday, highs in the mid-60s to near 70 degrees. Mostly cloudy, showers likely for Friday. Temperatures in the mid-60s to near 70 degrees, partly sunny Saturday, highs in the upper 60s to mid-70s, and partly sunny Sunday with highs in the low and mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.